So good morning, everybody. Can we start? I give you a warm welcome as we start the second day of our conference. My name is Manfred Mohr. I'm from Jalane, Germany. I'm with the anti-DU movement, as I mentioned yesterday. And I'm sorry to announce that Rainer Braun, our Secretary General of Jalane, Germany, has been forced to go to hospital for some days just to recover. It's not a serious thing, but he was prevented from coming. So apologies for this. Best regards to Rainer for getting recovered. And so I'm replacing him for the whole of the morning session. So you have to stand me as a chairman or moderator, whatever. And I wouldn't like to waste much more time in introducing the topic and the themes of today. I just give the floor right away to Caroline Lucas from the European Parliament, one of our main supporters in the anti-nuclear, anti-DU movement, and we're happy that she's with us and give us some introduction to the morning session. Please, Caroline.
Thank you very much for that, and I just wanted to say a very few words before we start this morning's session, just to add my own welcome to you here in the European Parliament. It's fantastic to see so many familiar faces that we all know so well through our anti-nuclear struggles. The first person I saw as I walked up to the Parliament building this morning was George Fairbrother, with a big notice around his neck advertising the work that we're doing here. And I think we should pay tribute to him as one of the most indefatigable and wonderful people in this movement. We're also very honoured to have in our midst Judge Christopher Weeramantry, who played such a crucial role, in the coming into being of the International Court of Justice's advisory opinion on the illegality of nuclear weapons. And that's, of course, what we celebrate the 10th anniversary of today. And I'm also very happy that later on today that we'll be able to welcome Dr. Tadatoshi Akiba, who will be joining us shortly, the Mayor of Hiroshima and President of Mayors for Peace, on his second visit to the European Parliament. And I'm sure you'll know that as a result of Mr. Akiba's visit last year, the European Parliament is now officially supporting the 2020 Nuclear Disarmament Vision Plan of the Mayors for Peace. And that was expressed in a resolution that was passed in this House on weapons of mass destruction at the beginning of this year. And as you know, that calls for nuclear weapons to be eliminated within just 14 years now from today. But all of you are enormously welcome. It's fantastic to see you all here. I just wanted to say that you may know that this meeting is falling into a Strasbourg week, which means that, unfortunately, there aren't very many parliamentarians around. We've all been in Strasbourg, and then most people go back to their constituencies. But I did just want to say that that in no way reflects a lack of commitment or a lack of interest in what's going on here today. It is just an unfortunate issue of timing and explains why also we couldn't be with you yesterday as well. But I do think the parliamentary dimension of what we're all doing here is important. I think there is a significant role that parliamentarians can play to work with you to try to harness the growing public momentum that there is to call on governments to rid the world of nuclear weapons. And, of course, that was amply demonstrated in the recent Greenpeace poll that showed this big majority, over 70% of people from six European countries, who are very clear they wanted a Europe free of nuclear weapons. But parliamentarians, I think, have a role to work with the experts, to listen to the experts who come up with excellent proposals like the 2020 plan. That we have a particular role in monitoring the policies of our own governments and indeed holding those governments to account to make genuine progress on nuclear disarmament. And of course, in that respect, I'm sure we all share the same concern about the failure of the latest NPT review conference. Because if European governments did take seriously the judgment of the International Court of Justice, then there is plenty that they could do. They could be establishing a European continent-wide nuclear weapons-free zone, including Russia. They could be disarming the French and British nuclear weapons arsenals instead of modernizing them. They could be forcing the US to withdraw its nuclear weapons from European territories now, forcing NATO to give up its nuclear deterrence concept now. And so clearly there are big challenges ahead, since European governments, with a few honourable exceptions, do seem to be moving in precisely the wrong direction. But I think we should take positive note of the fact that there are growing momentums to reverse this, and we are doing what we can to harness that momentum. Here in this House, for example, you'll know that there's a written declaration, which is the equivalent of an early day motion that myself and my German Green colleague Angelika Beer have put down, which is now being signed by MEPs, which calls for the withdrawal of US nuclear weapons from Europe. And that declaration makes it very clear that the US should give a clear and precise timetable and action plan for the withdrawal of weapons from Europe before the end of 2006, that NATO should discuss this item at its Riga ministerial summit in November and keep the issue as a permanent item on its agenda. But to achieve any of all this, the pressure of the peace movement and civil society at large is crucially important. Without it, I don't believe anything will change, and that's why this conference is so important and so timely. And maybe I could just end with a few reflections about the situation in my own country, the UK, which sadly, once again, one feels obliged to apologise for. Because unfortunately, both our Prime Minister, Tony Blair, and indeed, tragically, his likely successor, Gordon Brown, have made it clear that they would like to replace the UK's nuclear weapons system, even though it's a cost of up to £25 billion or €40 billion. Mr. Blair had promised a full parliamentary and public debate on this before coming to his decision, but on this, as on so much else, he appears to be failing in his word. And indeed, work is already underway to expand and update the facilities at Aldermaston, which is the place in my own constituency where they upgrade and refit Trident. And that's why I'll be joining what I hope will be very many others at around 6 o'clock on Monday morning to blockade that base, to blockade the builders, to block the builders, and to try to stop them getting to work that day. So I wish you very well with this conference. I can't be here for all of it, and I apologise for that, but I am confident that it will be one more very important step in this growing movement to rid Europe and indeed the world of nuclear weapons.
Freedom from nuclear weapons through the accountability of the faith, which will be confident not to take adversely.